Hey everybody, Chad from TortureCast, and this is our regular bonus-sode, if you will. That's what we're calling it. Essentially, when we go attend Giants games in the press box, we go to Zeke's, a local drinking hole, with a few people, if it's not just us, and we just record a podcast while we drink beers. So this is after the Brewers lost to the Giants 4-2 on August 5th, 2013. Also, you might want to check out my interview with Marty Lurie that I also conducted last night, which was just fantastic. I had a blast, and he is just a very interesting man and a fountain of baseball knowledge. So check that out as well. Anyway, hope you enjoy this.
You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go!
As we move forward with this disappointing Giants season, but it doesn't mean we won't stop being fans. Hope you enjoy it.
This is TortureCast.
Welcome, everybody, to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans. This isn't awkward, is it? The podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. This is another...
This is why we don't do a video podcast.
Press box bonus-sode. My name is Willie Dills, joined by Ben Lee and Chad King. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
They can't hear you. You gotta lean in like this.
Hello. No, you don't have to lean in. It's fine.
Okay,
no.
We're gonna end up headbutting each other if we do that. I like you guys, but...
And back by popular demand, we have... at Jennifer... What's your middle name? Jennifer...
I like Lefty
Madison Cosgrove.
Yeah, I'm gonna change it to I like Lefty.
Yeah, I like
Lefty. Yeah, that would be a good one, actually. At Jen Cosgrove and... It's Allie Duh.
Today we established that at Leadoff Walks is open, so.
Otherwise known as Jen Cosgrove and Allie Williams. Welcome back.
Again.
To the show.
Again.
Look, this is going
to
get real awkward
sure
real
quick,
obviously.
You guys sound really excited to be here this time.
Yay. Well, look, big things happened today
in
the press
box.
You guys broke a curse that was four weeks old or something like that.
That was like two games.
Worse than the curse of the Bambino was
<Much worse.
laughs> the curse of Jen Cosgrove and Allie Duh.
I have no real last name. That is her actual last name.
Her ID actually says Allie Duh on it.
But look,
she says Duh, comma Allie.
Let's be honest, to break this curse, we had to bat Marco Scudero leadoff. We had to put Pence third. We had to put Pablo fifth.
And the Brewers had to play like the Giants.
The Brewers had to actually do a wild pitch during an intentional walk.
That was the most amazing wild pitch
boot
I've
a
ever
ball.
Seen.
Yeah.
Best,
yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That was, like, the only better one I've seen than that was Guillermo Moda trying not to hit Chris Stewart. So that was on purpose.
Yeah.
This wasn't on, like, that can't have been on, like, oh, it's an intentional walk. I'm just going to throw this
well,
into
no,
the
but
press
you know
box
what,
for
though?
A souvenir.
Like, this is actually a thing. There's a lot of pitchers who don't know how to throw. This isn't something they practice very often.
This is true.
It's like the Mackey Sasser effect,
yeah.
To be honest.
The Giants are going to win the title.
we all do.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of us.
Because I know you guys have been sitting here like, what?
We're joined by a special guest as well right now, by the way. Actually, we do get to that later on in the show. We're going to do Why We'll Win It All, which is the fact that we're...
Oh, you guys are on a little...
11 games back instead of 12, right?
Hey, man. No one else played
you know
right
what?
Except the Dodgers, so...
You only make it if you go one step at a time.
It's baby steps. Yeah.
You go.
I love baby steps.
You go, girl.
See?
I've never been told that, baby, in my whole life.
You go.
Basking.
And I'll give a hug, too. Seal. What do you guys think?
Approval seal.
What's that? About
so
what?
The Dodgers are going to win?
The Dodgers?
Of course.
Well, we hope not.
Blue shirt.
No, I'm not a Dodger fan. This is just I can't wear a Giants gear to the game.
Who's Dodgers fans?
None of us.
I was going
to
say,
good.
I feel like
not
like
Royals. There's too much orange on
yeah.
Royals or Tampa Bay.
Yeah, this is not. This
no, that's
not
it, that's totally Royals blue.
Yeah.
Not Royal blue, but Royals,
no, Royals
blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look.
It's not at all the same thing.
Yeah, the Dodgers are probably going to win the West.
It doesn't
right?
mean we like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we like it.
No, so I don't think I'm allowed I think to the, answer that.
I think the, yeah. Padres could still stage a comeback, right?
No. But no, okay, so we watched the Giants finally win for the first time in a long time. And then the first thing I saw when I got here to Zeke's was the TV showing the hottest team since the All-Star break. And it was the Dodgers 15-2 since the All-Star break.
They're going to cool off.
Oh, yeah,
they'll cool off from that, yeah, for sure.
Now, if they don't crash and burn, Puig will, because he's just making all these diving catches, and every time he gets up, it's like, yeah, I get a note on my phone that says, Yasiel Puig exited game. And
yeah.
I barely have time to watch.
Okay, so Puig and Francoeur were like the two hottest people when they first came in the league. Right. So we've got the other hottest rookie from like 8 years ago. Yeah.
I'm going to give you respect, bro. I'm going to leave because I have no choice. Otherwise, I'll stay over here overnight.
Right on. What's your
good
name?
Good night, ladies.
What's your name?
James.
James. James on everybody else.
James. James.
You guys take care.
Thanks,
you guys got my back. Go.
Another Giants fan. Why would we win it all, James?
That's
going
to be my answer.
I'm going to take a shot right now, just because that's fun.
I'm going to need to get some more beer.
You're going to as well.
It seems like a
cheers,
shot appropriate.
Salute.
I'm not running out, but I will.
Be shot appropriate moment.
Well, the other thing that happened was Allie moved into the city, so now she can actually have a beer with us.
It's a big day.
Yay!
This is a big deal.
Although we're not so sure about the beer
she
got.
It's not St. Paul's girl or something, right?
That's legit.
Good.
This is legit, man.
This shows up, and it's like, no, it's actually apple juice.
It's
got like
two
bottles of Martinelli.
Right.
You know, the little ones, though.
I do have some complaints to make about the press box.
Oh, here we go. Oh my gosh.
It's a little too cramped in there.
Press box problems, hashtag.
Wait, John said that he even took out one of the chairs in our row before the game.
So before the game, there was another one?
He's that's
like,
impossible.
Was
there's
two,
no,
but
no
then
way.
I thought
there's no
they would
way.
Notice. I was like, how on earth did they fit another
there's
chair?
There's no
in here?
Way that
was
there was another chair.
Like, no one could move.
Willie, don't tell Sammy, but
around.
I actually snuck it back in just so I'd be close to you before the game, then told you I was running late.
Trying to go get a cup of coffee is like doing like American Ninja Warriors or whatever that show is. Like,
is that a show?
That's a show, I think.
It's a show.
It's a thing.
It's pretty
cool. But literally,
like,
there's
obstacle courses that were designed for Hunter Pence. That's essentially what this is.
Yeah.
Actually, he would
Jackie
be great
Chan
on that show.
Hunter Pence would be great on that show.
He would be so
I would actually like to see Hunter Pence do Ninja Warrior.
I'd like to see Hunter Pence on Wipeout.
I would. Ooh. My kids are addicted to Wipeout. We watch that show almost every time. The same one over and over.
I don't know. Like, pick a reality show, and I'd like to see Hunter Pence on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
As a housewife?
As it possibly.
Making a kale salad.
He's a chameleon.
In an apron.
He can do anything.
Just about
anything. Let's be honest.
Although, with the beard, I don't know if it would work that well on Real Housewives.
Give it away.
I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. So let's.
Depends on road rules. Anybody? No. All right. Anyway,
his kick ass.
I never even had cash.
Rivals.
I saw you just hit your head on that wall.
I may have just done that.
You okay?
Ben may have sustained brain damage
on the
wood paneling here.
You played it off pretty well, though.
Yeah. You're very slick, Ben. You are very slick. All right, let's. Ben, you want to give a shout? You had some other friends here.
I did.
Who are TortureCast listeners, participants?
They are.
They tweet at us.
They are also bloggers. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't get to hang around. We had W Coast Fangirl and Corner Infielder present.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, they write on too many different sites. I can't post. We can't.
Yeah, well, just follow them on Twitter.
You
can
just find them on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
let's talk about Hunter Pence.
A lot of vocab.
While we're on the subject. So, Hunter, let's always. I'm just going to go home and dream about him.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Torture Pence.
Yeah. So, three walks.
The podcast by and for fans of Hunter Pence.
Three walks tonight and two stolen bases. And, Chad, you just said, and I had forgotten about this, 17 for 17 on the year?
He's 17 for 17 in stolen bases on the year. And he only had three walks in all of July. He matched that just tonight.
That is the longest consecutive stolen base streak in Major League Baseball because he has not been thrown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is all.
That's a fact.
That.
Okay.
Because he has
because
been
of that.
But also because he has not
great
been thrown
analysis.
Out. And he has stolen more
so
bases than other
hasn't
people who have
out
not been thrown
because
out.
Because he hasn't been thrown out. Okay.
Let me think about that.
What I'm saying is he has been thrown out less than other people who also have not been thrown out.
Well, he's... Okay, so everybody knows he's fast, but I just don't...
Stick
I don't think people expect
think
him to
it.
Go ever. It's weird.
It's this weird, like, I'm pretty fast, therefore I must stay near first base
see, like,
all the time.
Brandon Belt I would call sneaky fast. Hunter Pence is just
after
fast.
After tonight, I would maybe call Belt, like, sneaky slow.
Yeah,
sneaky like, slow. Terrible.
I can't believe you just said something bad about Brandon Belt.
It's maybe the only thing I'll ever
say. Oh, trying to stretch that single into a double.
It's
yeah,
about
yeah,
embracing. Yeah.
Like, that was sneaky slow. Rounding first and looking at the
no,
right
he looked at him and the dude
ran.
Was
like,
fielding the ball at that moment.
Why?
I was like, why is he doing this?
I bet I can make it. That's almost like...
No, you can't make it.
Is it in left field? No, you can't.
But then he did score on the little...
This is
true.
True. Which was good because I had actually made a mistake on my scorecard at the time and Belt scoring let me color it in. It was great. I was really excited.
Here's the problem that I have with tonight's
really
win, though.
Coloring in the lines
are we only going to win against teams that look like the Giants when they play us? Or
no, because we got swept by the Cubs. And
yeah.
Mets,
so we sometimes will lose against
we were
those
literally
teams.
Talking
yeah.
about that
there
on
was
the
Mets, there. There was the Cubs, there was the Marlins before
but
that.
What's gonna
all
happen?
Teams we should
hey,
have beaten.
Beat, you know, we beat the Marlins once.
What's going to happen?
One out of three. Or one,
so
no, one out of four.
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 That fourth game.
If it had been, yeah.
So what's going to happen when the Orioles come to town? Are we just, this is going to be a
well, at least they wear black and orange, so you never know.
When the Orioles come to town, I'm going to watch Chris Davis hit home runs is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually really excited for that, because I've just accepted it's going to happen because he's Chris Davis. So I'm just going to see where he hits them. That's really my question at this point. Is he going to pull a Buster Posey and go opposite over the right field wall?
Well, Buster
or
Posey.
Is he just going to like break one of the tops of the roofs of the cars in left field because someone's been needing to do that for
no,
a long time?
No, he's not
going to
do that.
Well, there's three games, so.
So he can do all of those
exactly.
things.
That's right. Yeah. Will he finally hit the glove? Will somebody hit the glove?
No, he
hit
won't.
The 501 sign.
If, you know? If Andres Galarraga couldn't do it, no one else can do it.
Touche.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, so I'm not looking forward to that series.
Chris Davis is not
I'll
on
be
the list release today.
Will you?
It's the Virgin America 2-for-1 like flight voucher thing, so that's what I'm probably most excited about.
Well,
because of plane tickets.
Valid.
Let's talk about what didn't happen tonight, too, by the way. Nobody ran on the field, you guys. Where are you at?
You guys, you've let us down.
We were really upset about this. No one brought a water slide. Like, I'm so disappointed.
None of that stuff happened.
I mean, at least one of you could have run on the field.
Yeah.
At least one of you could have at least done, like, a water slide from the club level into the lower box. It's not running on the field.
I'll
but
bet if we were losing 9-1, it would have happened.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good point.
Or if this game had gone, like, 20 innings. Yeah. You know, people would have gotten
it's the
crazy.
Frustration level. I think
the question is, will we trade the water slide for a win? Given that
no, we're just
going to
DFA it
kind of
and then
that
get
DFA
nothing in return.
Water slide.
Water slide. And get
DFA.
Nothing in return.
Hashtag DFA water slide.
I would for sure pick this.
You're not even going to get a pick in return. Oh, it's just going to be light it
it's like, what happens if you make the water slide a qualifying offer? What if it decides to stick around?
You get a seagull in return. Oh. That's the worst.
But the question is it a first round seagull? Is it a second round seagull?
Oh
wow,
God.
That just happened.
This has gone so down. All right,
now if you guys ever wanted to
get
see
back
a Twitter
on
conversation,
track.
Actually have
Giants baseball. You can absolutely.
Okay, does anyone else want anything?
We're all
going to
miss you terribly.
I'll take a beer. We're mid podcast beer.
Sure, why not?
I'm
please
still got
hold
a full
for
beer.
Podcast beer.
Do you
ordering
want,
beers on a podcast.
This is an Anchor Steam, and I don't know if I should do that, so I probably will.
All right, so
let's talk about Godin.
You know,
yeah, no, he was solid
if it's
tonight.
A bad idea. I think
he's
it's a great
had
idea.
One bad start.
Yeah, pretty much. So Godin,
one bad start. That's
Godin
it.
Godin actually,
actually, I think fewer bad starts than Madison Bumgarner.
Well, he's setting
year,
himself
so.
Up now as the stopper. He's
by
the
like
stopper.
What?
He's 4-0 in games following Giants.
Ladies
losses.
And gentlemen, Chad Gaudin, your 2013 stopper.
That's right.
He's been
also,
fantastic.
Well, I mean, Bumgarner's been a stopper in a lot of cases as well, I would say.
Well, Bumgarner's our ace by far.
Yeah,
right.
So far
but
this
not
year,
even
you
know, a question. We used to call Lincecum a stopper, therefore we can call Bumgarner a stopper, even if we expect him to do well. I mean...
But he's... Okay, so he's 4-0 and starts where we've lost the night before, and I think it's like a 1.2 ERA or something like that. Something
that's, yeah, he gave up one run tonight of seven or whatever, so, I mean, he's...
6 1/3?
6 1/3, yeah. He's been solid. He's been solid.
And the only reason he came out was they loaded
Javier
the bases.
Lopez double play.
Yeah, they loaded the bases, and then Javier Lopez came in.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, and does what he does, which is basically
which is
get out of
Javier
jams.
Look good, intimidate the batter,
I think
him run double plays.
Like, Javier Lopez was, like, the only guy that, like, removed his beard when we got into the playoffs last year, and it kind of worked out really well.
Well, so Bochy basically knew that if he put in Lopez, he was going to get Weeks. I think he just made the conscious decision.
Oh, yeah, he knew they were going to count.
Right. Well, first of all, like, Weeks is fast, but he's a right-hander, so it's a little easier to double off any right-hander, obviously, because he gets
versus
an extra step.
Same speed.
And the guy he replaced was, what's his name? Scooter...
Ginnett,
who is extremely fast.
So it was
Scooter
Swallow
guy.
Scooter
Ginnett.
And also was the only guy who hit the ball hard off Godanza.
Yeah, he had the triple.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he just...
So I think that was a good move by Bochy.
How many scooter jokes we must have made after that triple, though, because he was moving.
Yeah, he's a fast little guy.
I can't repeat any of them. They were all terribly terrible.
You guys were discussing the possibility that he maybe could have stretched that into an inside the Parker.
Possibly, just because by the time he hit third, I mean, the ball was just getting to the cutoff man, which is kind of debatable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got some pretty strong arms on our cutoff man. It's possible that it might have gotten
well,
in.
Well, I wouldn't call Scudero a strong arm,
and I think it was, I think because the ball went to right center, I think Scudero went out as a cutoff man, I want to say.
It would be Scudero, and then maybe Crawford backed it up.
I don't remember which of them caught the relay throw, though. But if it had been Scudero, maybe. Yeah. If Crawford had gotten it, you don't run them.
Yeah.
But there was an argument that he might have been able to make it just because we saw him book it so hard from first to...
Well, that was the biggest turning point of the game, I think, because it was a 1-1 game at the time. If they score even just one, it just has that feeling of every Giants game for the last 3 months. Or I don't even remember. How long has it been? We were in first place. Does anybody remember?
I don't know, but it was odd in that bottom of the eighth inning to see that ground ball go under the Brewers' glove.
Yeah.
Third baseman's glove, and he looked at it as, oh my God, what happened there? I thought I had that.
Well, he didn't. Did he actually touch it?
No.
He didn't touch it, and he still got an error.
It looked to me like, I thought it clanked for a second, but I only saw one.
No, it went straight through to Frank Curran left, so. Or, I mean, not Frank Curran, but.
It went straight through to, yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
He looked very sad.
Yeah, no,
he lost his puppy. Yeah, he was depressed.
And it sucks because he ended up getting an error for something that ended up just going straight to Gindle. Which, by the way, Gindle, that's an awesome name. I'm like, somebody didn't need vowels, apparently.
Gindle.
But, okay, so there was that play, and then there was the, what was it, an attempted double play turn or something like that? It was the fielder's choice that got away from the shortstop.
Yeah, it was the other Arias, bad play. Arias got the hit, or Arias.
It was a ground ball to first base.
Yeah, ground ball to first base.
And he threw over second.
Yeah,
But it skipped in the dirt underneath the second baseman. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and then there was, of course, the wild pitch on intentional ball.
So the Giants scored 4 runs, where 3 of the runs
were
unearned.
I believe 2 runs
were unearned.
1 for 13 with runners in scoring position tonight. But we scored 4 runs.
The first run was unearned, right?
The first runs.
Like, yeah, Thornburg gave up
the error.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
It was a
wild pitch. The last two from Arias.
The Giants. The only thing we did good was give up only 1 run. The offense is still.
We've been doing that a lot lately.
God awful. It's terrible. Yeah, our pitching has been actually fairly decent lately to the point where we should be winning ball games.
Well, starting pitching has been fantastic. The series in Tampa Bay, they could have won all 3 games.
Yeah.
But they lost 2. And that's the way baseball goes.
Yeah, so it's missing Pagan right now.
Man, guys,
really, it's killing us.
True.
It's killing us because it's shifted everybody else around to the point where nobody knows where they're supposed to be in the lineup.
Well, I guess that's a nice segue, though, because, I mean, we saw Scudero in leadoff today, and he did all right. I mean, Scudero's always been good at taking some pitches and at working some counts, but there was definitely an argument after the game for Pence as leadoff.
The problem, though, is you lose a bunch of power in the middle. You don't have anybody else.
Right. I mean this isn't like the, you know, like the 08 Phillies where you could put Rollins up top because you had a bunch of guys coming after him.
Yeah.
And because he has some pop, but he's also fast.
If Belt was hitting with the type of pop
anymore
that everybody kind of expected from him a couple years ago, then that move would be okay. But he really still isn't. Sorry, man.
Don't you dare talk about
if we had Ishikawa back, oh man.
Oh,
put Pence
man.
In one of them right now.
Belton.
Will Clark, and Will Clark, if he could come back and play,
Why don't
we just field a team full of just all first basemen?
All left-handed first basemen?
Left-handed shortstops, left-handed third baseman.
Is that not everyone else's dream?
Let's just see what happens.
Catchers, we're good.
Let's just see what happens.
It's got to be Belt.
Yeah.
I am dying to see him pitch.
I mean, that or Belt's the closer.
That's all I've been wanting all season is for Belt to pitch. Just one inning.
We've had maybe a couple of opportunities.
Yeah, there have been a couple moments where we totally could have done it.
Oh, my God, that 11-0 game against Cincinnati. That would have been perfect.
Save the bullpen an inning, put Belt in, have him pitch an inning.
Jeez.
I mean, come on. That's
an obvious question to ask.
Give the people what they want.
If Chris Davis can do it, why can't Brandon Belt do it except for play the outfield?
Yeah.
Let's not revisit that anytime soon.
Just keep him in the infield. Just
in
the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, right. still in the infield.
And he'll be a great fielder from there, too.
Exactly. When he has to cover first, all
he'll
good.
He'll just be like going back in the position. Just like,
he'll just run down there, no problem.
Let me real quick though give a shout out.
First baseman's glove.
Let me give a shout out to Buster Posey for throwing somebody out at second base the other day when he backed up a bad throw to first. Because that was, yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Why you do it.
Yeah, we were watching this replay in the press box, but I didn't get to see it live, so I was, like, listening to the game, and I hear, like, oh, bad throw, and I'm like, and he throws him out a second. I was like, what? Like, that never happens.
Like, wait.
You see a good catcher will never forget to do this, and it just makes me appreciate Buster Posey's a baseball guy. He knows.
He's kind of perfect.
Yeah. Does he ever? He's never made a mistake, right?
No, never.
Never. Probably in his
and he
whole
threw
life.
A guy out today, too, right? True. So
he was not having it.
There was another caught stealing. Oh, a guy. Oh yeah, the suicide squeeze that got broken up when
that was a little
pitcher
too
failed to make contact with like, the pitch.
Suicide squeeze bunt, so I'm gonna miss.
Yeah. That was
and
bad.
I
right
like
now.
It when that happens. Against
so them. Really, we just took advantage of a shittier baseball team today.
Yes, I'm so happy.
It's, you know, yeah.
At
this point,
at this point,
do we care how we get wins?
I think we knew that we weren't. I think that we knew that we were better than the Brewers, so we were hoping that something like that was going to happen. But I didn't think it would be like this.
The Braunless Brewers, yeah.
The Braunless Brewers specifically,
yeah.
But like,
oh shit, we got to talk about there's 12 guys
that
got suspended today.
So
do we have the list?
Some stuff happened.
So I can't show this on the podcast, but I noticed this is still up in the halls of AT&T.
Oh, B. Wilson.
Okay, so it's a picture of Brian Wilson pre-beard era. Mm-hmm. They haven't removed it yet. And it was interesting because I had a conversation down on the field with Joe Castellano and Mike Schumann from KGO. And Mike was actually saying something that sort of makes sense. I never really thought about it in light of the PED case. He said he's convinced that Brian Wilson has been on the juice, only because he's a former athlete, and he's convinced because of his bulk and his cut, his definition, that there's no doubt in his mind that he's been taken.
Really?
And in light of the 13 players that were indicted today, or suspended, I guess you could say.
But his name didn't come up in any of this.
No, not at all, not at all. But let's look at the facts. Major League Baseball, Bud Selig, still touts that they have the toughest drug testing in all of American sports.
Well,
yet,
they do.
All of the people that
compared
have ever been tested positive, it's like a few minor leaguers.
No.
Everyone else that's tested positive
the NFL
or has been
terrible.
Suspended. No,
and the
they
NBA
are.
Is
they are.
I was
going to
say,
non-existent.
The rest of American sports aren't really setting the bar real high.
They're not setting the bar real high. But everybody who's been caught, or the majority, have been off of guys who give up evidence. It's not really about testing positive. So really, how effective is this testing?
Except
program?
For Ryan Braun, who then got off on a technicality.
Yeah, Ron tested positive.
Someone mishandled his pee.
And a few minor leaguers.
Somebody left it on the microwave.
Everything else, I mean, it was a disgruntled ex-employee, Biogenesis, that basically said, you owe me more money, you're not going to pay me? Oh, okay, here's some documents. And that's how this happened. So.
Well, he was already in trouble, right, this guy. So then he decided, well, I'm already screwed, so I'm going to go ahead and just tell on
everybody
else. It's the Jose Canseco model, you know what I mean?
No,
it's just like,
It should never be anyone's model.
But I mean, this day
never modeled anything after what Jose Canseco did.
Just nothing in life.
But this day,
you know, he has a podcast,
stupid.
By the way.
Jose Canseco.
It's called Canseco Knows Best.
And it's
hosted on my company's website, podomatic.com.
Does he have advertisers and everything?
No, but he did AMA. He did an AMA on Reddit when he put out his first episode, and the whole AMA is like, "Hey Canseco, I met you one time and you were a dick. I hate you forever."
Did anybody see the tweet where he referred to himself as Jose Canseco?
What?
He left out the N.
Wow.
And I was just Canseco.
Doesn't
that sounds like some kind of big box warehouse store.
So, so it's terrible. The audio quality is
terrible.
It sounds like it was recorded in a Zeke's on
a little
recorder. Five people around a table, yeah.
No, that's ridiculous. Who would do that?
Who would do that?
The podcast actually sounded pretty good.
It is.
Not too bad.
And
we have a lot fewer
bros. No, you know
what?
You do some EQ work and you pull out the backgrounds, you know. I got a degree in broadcasting
and faking it. Yeah, it's all good.
But yeah, so okay, the thing that I took away from all this is A-Rod is just the worst person ever.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds has now Barry Bonds is now the heat is off.
Barry Bonds is golf clapping right now.
You got your new poster child. Your new poster child for being shellfish.
No, I had to I actually walked over in the press box and I gave Allie a shout out earlier. for her tweet regarding the Rodriguez quote. It literally was just a bunch of letters all put together, and I was just
I just cannot take it. I cannot take getting any more ESPN updates about his rehab starts, about how he did in every single game.
No, every single at-bat.
Yeah.
I was getting a post on my phone every time he had an at-bat, and I was like, what is the sound of me not caring? Apparently it's da-na-na, da-na-na.
And then Bleacher Report sends an alert saying, breaking, Alex Rodriguez went 1-for-4. It's like, that's not breaking news.
That's not breaking news.
It's not.
Yeah.
I want to know why it's not breaking news. Because
ESPN just scooped you with every single at-bat.
Yeah. It's like, A-Rod is no longer going to play anymore. Thank God.
I don't have Yankees news turned on my ESPN, so I'm not sure why I'm getting this.
So is he actually going to be suspended as of Thursday, or is that going to be extended?
No, he's appealing. They said that it's probably not even going to happen until the end of the season.
Because
he's going to play the rest of the year.
So does that too?
And yet everybody else accepted their 50-game suspension.
That's a great question.
So it's like the rest of next season and then like half of 2.
Yeah, it'll be whatever amount of games are left this year. In 2015.
But if it's retired with
like
whatever.
If the appeal should just go away until November, is it like all of next season and then 2015?
I don't know. Cause this,
he should just go away.
Since they said it as games and not as 211. Like, until a time, I feel like the games would just start whenever the appeal fails out.
Yeah, you should just stop being like a douche and just accept it. And
just retire. Like, you've got man boobs and you're not that good anymore. And it sucks to watch you play baseball.
But looking at some of the people that accepted it, though, that was interesting. Like
Nelson Cruz,
you're Donnie
Valdez. Yeah, everybody else. That just makes A-Rod look like a bit. Mm-hmm.
True, like, but I mean, like,
that's
I mean, admittedly,
he's clearly the ringleader.
They had smaller suspensions, but it was like, I mean, like Cruz, Valdez,
they
like
weren't
Everett
as guilty.
Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that
as
coming.
Guilty. They were less guilty.
They were. It was their first time being guilty.
No, but
not
he's
multiple guilty.
He clearly is like the one who's
like re-guilty,
kind of the ringleader, and he's also. Obstructing the investigation. He's doing anything he can to like stop this from happening to him, but he's just already caught. He can't get away with it anymore.
Well, there were 20 names.
You can't get more caught or less caught. You're caught. It's over.
There are not varying degrees of caught.
It's over.
There's just busted and then busted.
Yeah.
There were 20 players named and only 13 were suspended, and so that's evidence that there were 7 players that basically got away with buying the paperwork up, because that's what A-Rod and some others were trying to do.
Let me go back to your Brian Wilson thing real quick, though, because last year with Melky, I mean, that stuff came out before it came out. Nothing ever came out about Wilson. I'm not convinced. Like, I don't think
I'm not saying I believe it, but
just because he's a like, built guy, like there's plenty of built guys who've never been busted for this stuff.
He's supposedly like super disciplined. And,
yeah, he was always a guy who was like lived in the gym and stuff like that.
Yep.
Is he saying that like recently or just the entire time he's been playing?
No, last 2 years.
Okay.
I definitely think that most players use stuff while they're rehabbing because you're not getting tested during that time, and if you stop early enough in the rehab process. You know, you recover faster, and then it's out of your system by the time it's go time again.
Now
so
they
I think
have these patches for testosterone that are out of your bloodstream in 8 hours.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're talking about. If you get caught, you're stupid, because you could finish a game, go back to your hotel, put a patch on, and then take it off after a couple hours.
What was
in the morning,
it?
And even if you have a test, you're going to be clean.
Manny was busted because his estrogen levels were too high, because he was trying to counteract
he was
all
trying to
suppress
the testosterone signals with the female stuff.
Either way, I think this is a vague term. This is a positive thing for baseball, though. The more people that get busted for this, the better it is in long term for baseball, because it becomes less. It becomes less ideal to do this. Like
there's more stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
The issue has always kind of been that there's not a harsh enough penalty. And, I mean, there are a lot of people, including baseball players, who say that the first offense should result in you being banned for life. I get where they're coming from, for sure. I mean, these are guys who are, you know... these are guys who have been trying to push their way onto a roster, and some.
But this isn't the Olympics,
them,
though, either. Like, this isn't.
Sure, but I mean,
Well, did you see that tweet from Dan Meyer, who's currently a free agent, but he last pitched with the Phillies in the 2011 spring training? He competed with a short reliever who was named as one of the 12 players, and he basically said, "Hey, I hope that helped you whatever, and then he did hashtag a-hole. Or a-hole. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, people, you know,
that was an example of someone who purportedly is clean calling out someone who cheated and that robbed him potentially of a job. Yeah. And that's exactly
what we can all say this, too. Buster Posey proved that you could do this without this stuff. You can be an MVP without nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The perfect man.
There. Yeah.
There he is.
And, you know, I mean, a lot of these guys are proving it all the time. Like, I don't think, like, I honestly don't think Matt Kemp is any, you know, ever going to be, like, on this. Like, I think he's fine. I think there's a lot of players that have proved, like, you can be, but it's, like, Derek Jeter, you can be a really quality baseball player.
It's the ones that can't, that try to get exactly that are, you know.
Yeah. Jose Canseco was never going to be a good baseball player. And he needed this.
He would
stuff.
Not ever have been 40-40.
He was so. He was so. I mean, when a ball hits you on the top of your head while you're drifting back to catch it, you're not an athlete. You shouldn't be one.
But there are some guys like Bonds. Like Bonds was great.
Well, Bonds was already really good.
That,
the problem for him was he was in the wrong era because he was like, as much as everybody says he's like the poster child, I think he started later. Then
yeah,
all these like
he was
the numbers were going crazy.
Sosa,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
the 98 home run chase. That's when.
Well, he
I mean,
realized.
I mean, obviously,
that,
we're not saying that absolves him, but at the same
time,
not
at
but
all.
You get more. You know,
yeah.
Why,
it's sad
why
that
somebody who's already really talented would.
And I think he's so
the whole era is sad.
Yeah, and it's one of those sad things because I think that most, at least most Giants fans, maybe we're biased. I don't know, but I think most of us would say, you know, Barry Bonds is one of the best hitters we've ever seen because he could hit.
He was the best hitter I ever saw.
Far, but because he could hit, and
you couldn't throw a strike to him, like you just couldn't.
Right.
Yeah. PEDs didn't help his walk rate, or you know,
or at least
most of his batting.
Not as far as we know how to measure, certainly, but it doesn't, you know, from what we know of them, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But so, you don't hit 73 home runs.
No, he wouldn't hit 73 without
it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, actually, with some of those at AT&T Park, no, he would have hit a lot of triples.
Dude,
and doubles.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. That whole year.
Never would hit 73.
Anyway, whatever. Glad that A-Rod's busted. I'm glad. I'm so glad. Should we like pick players? We don't need to pick players, do we? Screw that.
Nah.
They already do that. Other people do that. Let's just.
Brandon
Belt.
Jeff Rancourt with the broken bat single.
Oh, that was pretty boss. Yeah,
pretty great.
There you go. Javier Lopez, Francoeur, Brandon Belt,
and
Pence.
Godin.
Godin.
There's five.
Yeah.
And Buster Posey just because.
Five and Romo, who actually gave up a home run, but he had
but
three runs.
Was
it was like amazing for him.
Once.
Yeah,
and
he could actually attack the strike zone.
Walk-up song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, okay. Another internet request. Can we figure out what our version of the Balfour Rage is when that song starts playing? Can we get everybody doing the same thing?
It's a giant dance party.
I think everyone should just dance. I don't think we need a choreographed thing.
Not a choreographed thing, but just like.
It doesn't fit us.
Yeah.
We're not very.
But, you know, some people are doing it and they, like, go around. But, like, I would like to see a whole section. Just like a party just breaks out.
It's a great song.
It is. It's fantastic.
If doing like some sort of like dance to that thing,
yeah
then that would be great. But I don't know. We tried doing the milkshake that happened to be very similar to Bernie at the same time. And so I think that as long as it's very, very different. Oakland, then we should give it some thought.
I don't want to see some of our fat fans getting winded by this.
Get because, out the AEDs. Here we go.
Because watching those A's fans after that, like, you have no more energy left to cheer for the actual pitching of the baseball game anymore.
Which, I mean, you know, I appreciate their commitment, but,
like,
they finish up and they just look like they're about to just, like, throw off a couple of them. Just look like they have to, you do the fast one, and you have to stop and then do the slow one for a minute. You're just, like, swinging your arms for a minute. So
look,
you
can all agree the A's have, like, 500 amazing fans.
In the right field bleachers.
Mm-hmm. The bleacher
beer. And,
and
now they have a whole bunch of ex-Giants fans
else, right?
Who are bitching about Fairweather fans while they're there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about bandwagon fans is bandwagon fans are going to follow the wins. And all the wins are in Oakland right now.
Yeah.
Oh, clearly.
I mean, football season hasn't started yet, so that helps. But all the wins are, like, between the Warriors and the A's, all the wins are in Oakland right now.
Sure.
But also, they had, like, a 6.5 game lead in the West, and now it's down to 2. Like, they played terrible this last week.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nelson Cruz is suspended.
That's
true.
They're
fine.
Yeah, no, I know. That really hurts the
Rangers. It's interesting, though, because each team is, like, shocked that somebody accepted their suspension. And I'm like, okay, well.
Everybody but A-Rod.
Everybody but A-Rod. But, like, the Rangers were like, oh, my gosh, what? Nelson Cruz? And then the Mets were like, we never thought Valdespin would accept that. And he's like, well, that's because Valdespin was acting like a spoiled child half the time. Of course, you didn't think he would accept a suspension, but he did.
Well, it's 50 you games, know? And, like, they're clearly busted. They're going to
do back
it.
They're back after.
Get it out of your...
You're not Valdespin was not the biggest and most important piece on the...
Once you're busted, you're busted, and just, you know, suck it up.
Nelson Cruz was actually, like, I mean, he was that was a huge contribution to losing fly balls.
Really good at striking out to cutters. I know that.
Really good at lazily following fly balls when it's the last out of the World Series. And
oh, I'm gonna get that. Oh no, I'm not.
But in fairness,
that's what his inner monologue was at that very time.
Yeah. I totally got this.
And when he was up against Brian Wilson, he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna hit that." No, I'm not. Like, it's the same thing.
I got it.
That's his whole career. Oh, I'm going to get away with it. No, I'm not. I'm busted. All right, let's... why are we going to win it all, Jen?
On the
you
spot.
You go first.
Obviously, because of left-handed first baseman.
Okay.
I will this never is, have a different answer.
This is okay. Logistically sound.
Yeah. I don't see a hole in this argument at all.
You can't because it's foolproof.
It's
Allie. Yeah. Duh.
Is that the reason?
We're never going to stop this. We're never going
to
stop this.
Is the reason because duh?
Is duh an acceptable
duh,
reason?
Duh, we're going to win it all.
We're going to win it all because duh. Or because Matt Cain, because I feel like that's an acceptable answer for everything.
True. Sure.
Yeah.
Because
so the horse.
So why did you move back to San Francisco? Because Matt Cain.
Exactly.
Right.
Why did I order another beer? Because Matt Cain.
Because Matt Cain. Cain. You don't even have
that's,
to say
it's pretty
anything
solid. Yeah.
Beyond
it's pretty solid.
Because Matt Cain.
Hey guys, why did we start a podcast?
Because Matt Cain.
All right, that's solid.
He was with the Giants before this started, yes.
Mm-hmm. This is true. So all therefore,
Ben,
because Matt Cain.
You got an answer for us?
I don't know. Do I have to come up with a real answer or can I just run with... Damn it.
You can say because Matt Cain. I mean, I won't hate you for it.
Because Jeff Frinker.
That guy is so crazy.
Because I was going to say we're going to win it all because I didn't notice that Frinker had come in for Kucinich, and so clearly I think that all of our left fielders are capable of knocking in runs at any
sure.
time.
They're only one digit off.
It's one digit number 23.
He was running, you know, and
I did actually,
club,
though,
like a two, so...
I did take a moment to go, like, did I not know Kucinich was a switch
I was like,
hitter?
Man, check that out.
Like, did
Kucinich
I forget
totally
that?
Just knocked
yeah. You're like, he's right-handed. Yeah. What's going on?
That's the worst thing is, like, you know, we don't know Kucinich that well, so he comes in and we're just like, yeah, good job. Yeah. Wait,
no, I did.
Wait,
I honestly, for a second, I did for a second think that somehow I just missed the fact that he was a switch hitter.
It wouldn't have
time.
Been that hard to do if he was actually a switch
he's
hitter.
Useful.
But
we are 4-1 in games that he plays.
That's true. The Kucinich era.
Yeah.
The Kucinich era. No, look at that. He got a low number. He got a number starting
he's
with 2. That means we're keeping him around.
He's our Puig.
Official
hashtag.
Yasiel Kucinich, guys. Yasiel Kucinich.
This little Puigy went to the market. Yes.
Chad, why are we going to win it all?
The Dodgers have to stop winning on the road, 15 in a row. I mean, they're 11 games back now, but if the Dodgers had gone, I don't know, let's say 10-5 in that stretch, which is a very good stretch, the Giants would only be 6 back right now, which is in striking distance. So that's
so it's
the
all
way.
The Dodgers' fault, is what you're saying.
It's all the Dodgers' fault.
Which... We've been doing just fine.
Well, I mean, no, we're perfectly fine.
Under 500.
Yeah, no. Like, it's not the Dodgers. It's the Dodgers' opponents. They're just laying down. Apparently, they have some bet.
Right, St. Louis.
They have some bet.
Yeah. Oh, come on. They just lost to the Cardinals today. And who wants to spite us more than the Cardinals?
I mean, it's unbelievable today. But
okay, does
Dodgers.
Anybody else notice? That, like,
the Dodgers want to spite us more.
The
than
only
the worst
right.
possible match.
The only thing that I've been getting slightly less often, but almost as often, is Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez.
Freudian slip there. Here we go.
Well played, that self. Estrogen. Well played, subconscious self. Is posts about Yasiel Puig injuring himself and getting pulled out of games. Yasiel Puig left game with after the Yasiel Puig left game with thumb injury
after
catch
he
in,
leapt
leaving
a 60-foot chasm in right field. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Yasiel Puig saves several babies. Leaves.
Well,
game
he's
with shoulder
yeah. He's like he's Bryce Harper. You know, I mean, he doesn't stop. He just runs into everything. He doesn't care.
Bryce Harper is starting to mature.
He hits like a single,
sometimes.
Like a ground ball through the
and
infield and tries to stretch
double.
Into a double.
Yeah.
It's like
every
crazy,
time.
Dude.
He flips his stupid bat.
I don't know. Whoever taught
sure
him to play baseball was just like, it was like, don't stop running until they tag you out.
just keep.
Yeah. It's whatever. Like he still thinks it's Little League where you probably won't get thrown out if you just keep running.
Yeah. So, By the way, I interviewed Marty Lurie before the game tonight. Oh, yeah. It was during the second inning. He got stuck in Bay Bridge traffic because it was shut down because of a fire or whatever. Mm. But he's the eternal optimist, the ever optimist.
He's Marty
Giants.
Lurie.
Well, he's Marty Lurie.
He even tonight said this is what they needed in the offseason. So that pretty much sealed the deal.
But he's the counterpoint to the lunatic fringe. Like, that's what he deals with all the time.
Yeah.
Is the people calling in and being like, we need to trade Matt Cain and we need to trade, like, you know, just all the people who just freak out.
We just got
to
get something back.
Why can't they just sign three outfielders?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Come on.
Buster Posey has always been the
Giants are so cheap.
No one else is saying this guy trying to hail a cab. Literally, like, throwing his body in.
I'm looking at David Wright jersey.
But did you not see the dance?
No, Ellie just can't see past the David Wright
jersey. He needs to puig this situation and just run headfirst into a cab.
Guys, it's Captain America.
He's the most enthusiastic
Ooh, got one.
Cab hailer I've ever seen in my entire life.
3-3-3-3-3-3.
If you're just enthusiastic enough, it's going to work.
Maybe that's a great jersey indeed.
Oh, yeah, this is the Mets fan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the same guy that had the jacket, too?
I think it might have been. Yeah, he has a jacket, a hat, and a Wright jersey, and there's no Mets.
And now we're all staring at him
through
the window as
he's today, so I don't know what he's doing here. I don't know.
That dance wasn't even for himself.
He's an altruistic Mets fan. I don't know what to say.
You know, hey, we've met Michael, so we'll give him credit.
Oh, yeah, give him the peace sign. There you go.
Once again, we're the only people left in the bar, so
I'm going
to say why we will win it all, and that's because... Shit, I'm out. I got nothing, dude.
Willie's speechless.
I got nothing.
We were talking He's about the fact nothing. That you're okay. always the optimistic one.
No. I'll say this. Okay. We didn't trade everybody. And we stood pat. And the Giants are actually a good baseball team if they all play the way they're supposed to play.
42 since the trading deadline.
So the thing is, all we need to do is just have, a good second half and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, we're four
and get a good draft pick.
We're 4-2 since Hunter Pence walked back in with his arms raised, like, yes.
Yes,
like,
so
I'm not sure.
Does that make you love them?
No, it's true, though. I mean, they wanted to stay on this team.
This team really likes the fact that they're together, except for, so I really appreciate
Pence
it.
Pence is coming back. I don't.
Did anybody else read about Madison Bumgarner trolling the entire clubhouse? Just like as soon as the end of the trade deadline, he was just walking around like, it's been really great working with you. It's been really great working with you.
Oh, man.
They're still having fun.
Yeah, they're still having a good time being together.
That's a hallmark of
They get to hang out together, and I'm sure they all want to hang out together into October.
In the marina club. Wait, no. Wilson's gone. Never mind.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's an episode. And, they're wiping the bar down.
Watching David Wright jersey fake swim his way up. He's like...
This is why the. This is.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Like, what is even happening?
He hailed a cab for a bunch of people, so.
And now he just wants to hang out on the corner.
Yeah, he's disappeared out of my line of sight.
All right, well, Grubby, if you're listening, we're giving all the credit to the Mets fan right now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mets fans for Brian Stowe.
Mets fans for Brian Stowe.
Can we just say that?
There is now a San Francisco Giants fans for Brian Stowe, so if you get a chance, go ahead and like the Facebook page.
Check them out.
I don't know if Grubby's running that one or not, but whoever he is
probably
posting the occasional.
Certainly.
I mean, he got on a clip on Comcast about it, which was really neat.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they've been occasionally posting updates about Brian's condition, and so that's been really nice to be able to read as well. So if you're a Giants fan and you are pro Brian Stowe, as most of us are, subscribe to the Giants fans.
If you
for
aren't,
Brian
Stowe. I don't want to know you.
if you aren't, we will call you bandwagon, whether or not you are.
The Giants are going to win it all because
it's the worst word
Stowe.
I can think of. Because
all right, so that's going to do it for another bonus-ode. These are really fun to do, and apparently they're popular. You guys have fans now on Twitter.
By popular, do you mean
they are?
Like
they are popular.
There's at least one
we
guy likes them.
We appreciate that one guy though.
Can we give him a shout out?
Yeah, give him a shout out.
Eddie.
Ragasa?
Medic something.
We're just going to give a shout out to Eddie.
Credit
to
Eddie.
Eddie, you're the best.
Eddie, you're the man.
Thanks.
All right, so follow us at TortureCast. Follow us individually, Willie Dills, Chad K21, Fried Duck, It's Allie Duh, Jennifer. Victoria,
I like lefties,
lefty first baseman,
at Jen Cosgriff.
Yeah. This has been the It's TortureCast.
With three Fs. And five Is.
Yes.
Finally, you say something accurate about on this podcast.
All right, we're gonna go away now. That's it.
We're going to merrily confuse our way into
we'll
the
sunset. We'll see you guys next time. Boom.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.